And why in the world do we have to clean our own bunkhouses? Those stupid boys from the maintenance crew could handle this, and I wouldn't have to be the one cleaning up mystery stains off of these disgusting floors. Oh, jeez, fuck. You just scared the shit out of me. What? Who the hell are you? Are you a new counselor or something? No. A camper. Wait, you're here for camp? Like, Camp Morningwood. The camp that starts next week? No. Oh, honey, yes, an entire week early. I'm sorry, but how in the world did you manage that? What? Can you not read a calendar, big guy? Oh, man, that's great. It's actually great. You're amazing. Okay, so now that you know, why don't you just turn around and head back to wherever you came from, and I'll see you in the next couple days, okay? What? You're joking. Who the fuck Ubers to camp? So you don't even have a car here. Fuck. Well, listen, my job is to counsel you, and technically, that doesn't start until next week. So, like, I'm not really sure what you want me to do right now. I guess you just have to pay for another Uber to get back to... Where'd you come from? Oh, fuck, that's an expensive ride. Okay, so it looks like you're either spending another small fortune to go back home, or I don't know. I guess you could probably just crash here for the week. You know, I don't think anyone would really notice. No, not like you're invisible. I mean, all the counselors are here getting things ready, so you'd probably just kind of blend in, I guess. Yeah, you know what? Why not? You can hide out in my bunk, and I'll just bring you food and shit. Ooh, it'll be like I'm harboring a fugitive. However, you will need to do a little, you know, something for me in return for doing you this super massive favor. I mean, I'm really sticking my neck out for you here, you know? Yeah. So you kind of owe me big time. Yeah. I do have a little something in mind. You see, us counselors have to come back to camp like a week before it actually starts, because we have to get everything set up and make sure all the supplies are here and everything is still working from the last time camp was open. Exactly. Yeah, it does kind of suck, but the worst part is We have to clean up the bunkhouses. Yeah. Well, the messes you fucks make in here, it's harder than it would seem. I mean, I've been scrubbing the floor under this one bunk for like half an hour already, and these grimy stains are not budging. Oh, I do not want to know what they are. All I know is that it's my job to get them off, or my bunkhouse won't pass inspection and I'll get docked. So, this is now your problem. Yeah, big guy. You're going to repay me by helping me clean this place up. And you're gonna use those big muscles of yours to put in some elbow grease behind scrubbing these mystery stains off the floors. Oh, I don't even want to think about what in the world they could be. Didn't I just say I don't want to think about it? Throw your stuff in that corner over there, grab a brush, and get to scrubbing. Yes, I'm serious. Chop, chop. Let's go. You know, I still can't believe you actually came to camp a week early. It's like... It's actually wild. So, seriously, are you like too full of muscle to have any room for, you know, thoughts? Oh, how precious. He says, I just misread the email. Should we add reading lessons to your camp schedule, big guy? The poor, handsome boy can follow simple instructions. Maybe we can work on that while you're here this week, So that next week, when all your camp friends show up, you won't embarrass yourself in front of them. How does that sound? Good. Well, since you're here, I'm gonna relax. I've been busting my ass all day. Well, yes. On the same bed you're cleaning under. What's it to you? Exactly. Besides, I kind of like this view of you right now. A dumb boy on his hands and knees right at my feet. You know, I was going to lay down for a bit while you cleaned for me, but now I'm thinking. You know about Camp Morningwood, right? Like, you know how we like to spend our time here with each other? Well, you're an idiot, so I have to be sure. Good. So you know that once you step foot on these hallowed grounds, then you're basically fair game, right? I mean, consent is still king, but with you being in the position that you're in at this very moment, can you blame me for wanting to slide to the edge of this bed, spread my legs, and instruct you to work over my pussy with that moronic mouth of yours? And you'd be inclined to do so, right? Because, one, you owe me big time. too. What else are you here for? And three, you're just a dumb puppy who will follow whatever instruction is given to him. Right? Right. So come here. Put the scrub brush down and take my shorts off. And now, my panties. Put them around your neck like a collar. Good boy. Now, stay on your hands and knees and eat, puppy. That's a good boy. Well, you may not know much, but you know how to use that mouth, don't you? Keep your hands on the ground. Don't touch me. Just lick and suck and let me grind my pussy into this stupid little face of yours. That's it. Oh, puppy, you're whimpering. Is it that good for you? It's that good. Of course it is. I bet it's hard to keep your hands on the ground, isn't it? You want to touch something? My pussy? My tits? Your cock, maybe? Pull your shorts down a little and take your dick out. I didn't say you could touch it any more than just that. Take it out and let it hang like the dog you are. Oh, fuck. Look at you leaking everywhere. Just making more messes that you'll have to clean up, aren't you? Fuck. Hump. Buck your hips. Hump the air. I want to see your cock bounce. Ooh, that's good. Keep doing it. Oh, God. What a dumb dog. You're so fucking hard. I bet it hurts. You know what? Put your hand down there and fuck it. I want to see you fuck something like a dog and moan into my pussy and tell me how good it feels. Oh, that's right. trumpet. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to use my panties around your neck to pull you in closer to me. I don't actually care how tight I might get, but I can't have a dead camper on my hands before camp even starts. So, if you think you're about to lose it, tap my leg. Got it? But that should be the only time you take your hand away from your dick. Understood? Good. Now, come here. Oh, that's it. I don't want you to be able to breathe for being so deep in my cunt. Oh, that's right. Oh, you are so furiously fucking yourself right now. God, if I wasn't so close to coming, I'd be laughing right now. Oh, keep going. Oh, fuck your fist hard, puppy. That's it. Oh, that's it. Make me come. Come on. Good, puppy. Make me come. You can take it. Don't you dare stop. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, no. Now, put your hands back on the ground and eat me like you're starved. Oh. No. No more fucking for you. Hump the air if you want and keep leaking that pathetic pre-cum all over the floor. But you're not coming. Oh, that's it. Whine and whimper into my pussy. You'll make me come even harder. Yes, just like that. Oh, just like that. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, you look absolutely wrecked. How badly is that cock aching right now? Yeah. All right. How about this? Let's make a deal. You finish cleaning this entire bunk, top to bottom, with your dick out the entire time, so I can watch it bounce and leak all over you. And then I'll let you take care of it. Okay? Oh, yeah. I'm thinking it'll take at least a few hours to get this place clean to standard. So, I guess it just depends on how badly you want to come. Because I hope you know that for the duration of the time you're here at camp, you're not coming unless I say you can. Is that understood? Good puppy. Good puppy. Welcome to Camp Morningwood, big guy. I hope you're ready.